Preface of Mari, Our Little Norwegian Cousin. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Mari, Our Little Norwegian Cousin, by Mary Hazelton Blanchard Wade. Preface. Long before Columbus discovered America, there were brave men in the north of Europe who dared to sail farther out upon the unknown waters of the Atlantic than any other people in the world. These daring seamen were called Vikings. Their home was the peninsula of Scandinavia, now ruled over by one king, although divided into two distinct countries, Norway and Sweden. It was along the shores of Norway, with rugged mountains fringing its deep bays, that the Vikings learned command of their curious, high-prowed ships, and overcame all fear of wind and storm. Their strong nature shows itself today in the people of Norway, who patiently endure many hardships while trying to get a living on the rough mountainsides or along the rocky coasts. Many of our Norwegian cousins have come to America to make a new home for themselves, where the sun shines more warmly and the winds blow less keenly. Their fair-haired children are growing up amongst us, showing us the qualities their parents most admire. Be brave, be honest, be kind to all creatures, be faithful to every little duty. These are the lessons they have been taught from babyhood, as well as their brothers and sisters, who have not as yet ventured far from the land they love so well, the land of rapid flowing rivers, deep, dark bays, and narrow valleys. Come with me today to the home of one of these blue-eyed cousins, and join her for a while in her work and play.
Chapter 1 of Marie, Our Little Norwegian Cousin, by Mary Hazelton Blanchard Wade, recorded by Mary. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Chapter 1, The Farm. Come, Marie, my little daughter, and you shall help me make the cakes, called her mother. Marie stood in the middle of the big farmyard with a flock of hens around her. She was scattering grain among them from a big bag on her arm. Not a sound could be heard, except once in a while the scratching of the hens' teeth. They were too busy to notice each other or the big dog that sat on the doorstep. The little girl laughed quietly as she watched them. "They are so happy. They love this pleasant summertime as much as I do," she said to herself. But the moment she heard her mother's voice, she turned quickly toward the house without stopping a moment longer to see whether her pet hen Biddy Wee or cross old Yellow Legs got the most dinner. Marie never in her life thought of answering her parents by saying, "Why, Papa?" or "Why, Mama?" or "I'll come in a moment." Marie lives in Norway, and Norwegian parents train their children to obey without delay. The little girl was only too glad to come now, however. Her mother had promised she should learn to make flatbread today. She was pleased that she was old enough to be trusted with this important work. Why, she could keep house alone when she had mastered this necessary art, and her mother could leave her in charge. Marie remembers when she was such a tiny tot that her head barely reached above the table. Even then, she loved to watch her mother as she sat at the big molding board, rolling out the dough until it was nearly as thin as paper. This dough was made of barley meal, which was raised here on the farm. It was rolled out into sheets
Sample complete. Ready to continue?